Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Super excited to bring in George Foster, former Georgia and NFL offensive lineman. Had to use a little outcast to bring George in, as that's something that he and I have shared a conversation with a time or two on Twitter. George, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Obviously, we wanted to have you on here to talk a little Georgia. And first and foremost, what are your thoughts on kind of the current state of UGA's program?
I'm encouraged. I think Kirby's been doing a good job of doing things his way, getting in the personnel that fits what he's trying to do. And I've been impressed with the type of athletes he's been bringing in since he's gotten there. I'm pretty excited for the upcoming season.
Now, this might be a tough question for you to answer because you played for Coach Richt. Did you kind of think that, not necessarily that it was time, but you know, Coach Richt had been here for a long time, and sometimes it's just time for a new message. You know, the message and the program can become a little stale. So was it one of those things where you could obviously feel for Coach Richt because you played for him, but also realize that UGA might have been doing the thing that was best for the program?
Well, I like both those guys. I played for Coach Richt. He gave the opportunity and the chance to get the only championship I have in any sport at any level, and I'm forever grateful for that, because he came in, changed some things around, and got the job done and brought a championship to Athens, SEC championship at Athens for the first time in 20 years. And then Kirby, I had opportunity to play with Kirby my freshman year, and just a great dude. He came back after he graduated and did some GA work with us, so I know Kirby pretty well. With Rick, I guess it was just, all the greats have their time, and it eventually ends, you know, if you're not a guy like a Bowden that gets lucky to stay for their whole tenure, the whole time as a coach. With that one school, so it's just one of those deals where it happened. But when when people were rumbling, I didn't know how do you replace a guy who's going to consistently give you 10 wins. But I was happy that it was Kirby, somebody homegrown, somebody that understands what it means to be a Georgia Bulldog, and somebody that has experience winning multiple championships.
He's also signing offensive linemen like yourself, too, because those are the type of offensive linemen it seems like we're getting back here. And, when you were coming out of Macon, I know you were recruited by just about everybody, but your size, 6'5". What were you coming out of high school? What was your size?
I probably was right around 300 by the time I got to Georgia. I'm glad that he's doing that, because that's one thing. Out of everything I love about Coach Richt, we had not been getting the top tier offensive linemen as of late. I was the last first round offensive lineman, and I'm an old fart now. that's kind of unusual for a top tier SEC team. You know, you find like a Alabama, and it seems like they have a top two round offensive lineman every year, and it keeps happening. So I'm glad we got those big guys in there. I know they're going to coach them up, and that's how you're going to win those games. You got a stable full of running backs, best backfield in the country, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do.
Hey, George, being the old offensive lineman that you are, do you when you're watching a game, do you follow the football, or are you watching what those guys are doing down there in the trenches?
I watch everything. It's kind of the way football is broadcasted. You don't have a good view to see what the linemen are doing. So I watch the ball. I watch some of everything. Whatever can get within the camera shot,
yeah.
I'm paying attention to. And actually going on after my playing career to do scouting. So it kind of gives me another perspective to watch the game in. But at the end of the day, I'm just an extreme football fan like many of us.
And being a guy that obviously comes from the state of Georgia, what were your thoughts on how the Falcons season ended there in the Super Bowl?
Ugh.
Well, I was basically prepared to enjoy the festivities that were seemed inevitable to happen. I think that game was it was one of the very few games that you can see where it was almost pretty much literally given away. So I thought the game was in the bag, and it kind of like it got pulled out of the bag at the last second, and that's unfortunate. It would have meant a lot to the city to open up the new stadium right after a world championship, a Super Bowl championship, and unfortunately that didn't happen, and that's kind of sad for the city. Because the city was on fire, people were ready. The plans were already made for how the celebration was going to ensue, and it just didn't happen this time. So probably a lot of heartbreak in the city, but I think they have the nucleus to get back.
Talking with George Foster, former offensive lineman for the Bulldogs, part of the 2002 SEC championship team. Do you have a favorite memory from that year? I mean, because you had mentioned just a moment ago, it had been, you know, 20 years at the time since George had won an SEC championship. You had gone through a coaching change from Coach Donnan to Coach Richt. But do you have is there a memory from that 02 season that sticks out in your mind?
This actually came up the other day online. I think David Green had posted the Auburn catch by Michael Johnson. And even though it wasn't, I initially thought that the SEC championship game win was probably my favorite moment, but it's probably that catch by Michael Johnson because it was do or die. It had to happen or we wouldn't make it at all. And talking about elated, as you can probably see on the clip, I was running down the field ecstatic, and so that had to be my moment right there. The championship game, as you probably remember, we won like 30-3 or something.
Oh
so
yeah,
that game was in the bag very early on. You kind of knew you would win. There was no type of real climax except the celebration. So I probably have to say the Auburn win.
The championship game, yeah, it was over on the block punt. You knew at that point it was done. What now? Didn't John Stinchcomb gave you guys a good talk though at halftime of that Auburn game, didn't he?
Now you just told me something that I didn't remember, but that's Stinch like. He would do that. He would do something like that, get us guys together. Stinch was a great leader for us. He's probably more vocal than I was, especially back then. And he was a leader. People looked up Stinch, and one of the smartest guys you ever meet. And people listened to him. Whatever happened, it worked.
Now, here's another. It wasn't that same season. It was the season before. But you know, a lot of people always talk about the the play at Tennessee, and the great win there. Was that when, I know that was early on with Coach Richt, that was his first season. Was that when it may have started to dawn? It's like, okay, now we've beaten Tennessee here 2 years in a row and we've done something here in Knoxville. We might really be on to something right now.
Yeah, man. We've always had the talent to do it. You know, he inherited, man, a ton of talent. And I think I counted it up one day. I was just, I guess, bored or something. I played with maybe 60 guys or so that got a chance or played at least a year in the NFL. That's an immense amount of talent.
Yeah.
So we were overdue, and I'm just glad he was able to come in and kind of make everything cohesive, get us on the right track, show us how to work in the off season, and then put together a good season that I'm thankful for because it was my last season. A brilliant offensive coach, and he did that for us, and I'm glad.
Talking with George Foster, former Georgia and NFL offensive lineman, and we, during the football season, have one of your former teammates on Fridays to talk Georgia football. That's Russ Tanner, and he always tells us some really good Coach Callaway stories about him running you guys into the ground. Do you have any good Coach Callaway stories?
Man, there's a ton of Coach Callaway stories, man. Coach Callaway would get it out of you, man. Get it out of you. But one of the main things I remember about Coach Callaway that always comes to mind is you would never think that someone that hard-nosed and kind of seemed like an unbearable jerk on the field would be as nice and as he was off the field. Man, he would run us in the ground and then cook the line a two-inch steak and have us over and his wife cooked stuff for us, and we just have a good time. That was something that I remember about him. That's not a bad blueprint to have. You know, you gotta be tough on your guys. It's a tough position, but then he showed us love when he had the opportunity.
Talking with George Foster. So how was how was the transition for you from going to, you know, the SEC, and you said you played with so many great players and against so many great players, to going out to a franchise like the Denver Broncos? That had to be a cool experience also.
It was. It was spending a little bit at first. The speed of the game just was so much faster. But I ended up adjusting. I was lucky enough to have another Georgia teammate out there. And, Steve Herndon. And so he kind of took me under his wings. I would go over Steve's house and hang out. He was just, it was a blessing to have him out there because he was one of my friends at UGA. And to have him out there at Denver was cool. And then eventually got Champ Bailey as well. So, the transition was smoother than it could have been.
So, George, you mentioned scouting earlier when we were talking to you. Is that where you still doing that?
I'm not with the organization right now. Still in the works, trying to find something. But we'll see what happens. I enjoy it. It's something that came secondhand for me, second nature, because I watched the game so much and love the game. And it's something I want to continue to do. It's a passion of mine.
That's awesome, man. Well, George, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of time this morning, and hopefully we can do this again sometime when football is getting ready to crank back up.
Anytime, holler at me.
Hey.
And you know, something that came to mind recently is, you know how Coach Rick came in my second to last year. My junior year, we did decent. You know, we only made it to the Music City Bowl. Second year, SEC championship. I think Kirby has the same ability to do the same thing. It's kind of eerie how it's looking like that, because he's gonna have a strong team, and he's probably gonna take that East and challenge whoever it is in the West for the SEC championship. And I'm excited about it.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, George.
No problem,
George Foster.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.